Khalid, we need to talk about that warehouse the company plans to obtain in Westside.
Okay. I've just seen the pictures. I think there's a lot of potential there.
Really? I'm afraid we might be biting off more than we can chew.
Do you think so? Why?
First, the problem is the Westside area itself. 30 years ago, it was a thriving industrial neighborhood with a lot of businesses. Now it's a half-empty waste ground. It's ugly. There are lots of abandoned buildings, and the area isn't really used for anything. No one wants to go there. Second, the warehouse we're looking at is in a terrible condition. It was abandoned about 20 years ago. It's beginning to sink into the ground, and it's falling apart. We would need to do some serious work to bring the building back to good condition. Acquiring such an old building could be a huge mistake.
Really? I think the project is going to be a great success. In fact, I think it's a potential gold mine.
Okay. Could you expand on that?
There's been a lot of activity in Westside recently. There is development and renovation going on nearby, and I think it's really going to transform the area. Westside is becoming popular with people who work in the financial district, which is close by. Rents are still low there, and a new restaurant opens almost every week. I anticipate the neighborhood becoming really trendy. No one has spent much money there in the past 20 years, but investment in the area has increased in the past year. We're going to see a lot more improvement as well.
That may be true, but that building is more like a prison than a potential shopping centre. People would never want to go shopping there. I think the first thing we'd need to do would be to knock it down, and that would cost us a lot of money.
Have you considered renovating the building instead of knocking it down? It has some beautiful original features.
It looks as though it's about to collapse.
I'm not sure it's that bad. I think the original building has a lot of potential.
I think we really want to transform the area with something modern. Why not just start again with a new building?
If we designed it properly, we could maintain the old architectural features, such as the red bricks and the stone. Those construction materials would better match the style of some of the other buildings around it. It would reflect the character of the area. We could give the old building a new lease of life.
Maybe, but I think it would be better to transform the area with an architectural landmark, something new and contemporary. It would be more of a transformation if we built a modern building made of materials like steel and glass.
Couldn't we do both? We'll maintain more of a connection to the past if we include the old building as part of the new one. We could rebuild the warehouse using red brick similar to the original structure, and construct a new glass and steel extension, adding on rather than constructing a whole new building. It would also create more floor space that could be used for retail space. We'd have enough room for at least two or three more shops there.
I hadn't thought of doing it that way.
Another option to consider would be putting shops on the ground floor and flats or offices above. If we added a floor or two to the top of the building, we could definitely use glass and steel for that.
Would they be luxury flats?
Maybe. We could have a modern urban design, but still using the old architectural materials and features.
Such as?
We could keep some of the original features as they are, such as the long wooden beams used to support the ceilings and the exposed red brick walls that help support the roof. They would then become a decorative feature.
So, not traditional flats at all, then?
No, not at all. Very modern.
It's an expensive plan, and not everyone will like it.
We wouldn't be the first to do this sort of thing, though. We can look at some other examples around the city where the same thing has been done successfully, if you're interested in the idea.
If we make that the first phase of our planning process, we can make a better decision about how to balance the traditional and modern features of the project before we go on to the design and building phases.
There's probably a West Side Neighborhood Association or Business Association. We could meet with them and get their views.
You're right. We really should speak to some business people in the area and arrange to take a better look at the building.
Let's do it.